words be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. But now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. The multiplication of the loaves and the fish is found in all 4 Gospels, meaning it happened, they witnessed it. It testifies to the love of God, God's love for his people. So how concerned he was. Monk Cardinal George Basil Hume, he was the Archbishop of Westminster in the United Kingdom from 1976 to 1999, when he died of cancer. Not a saint yet. He narrated a story of how he stood up to preach to the people. And as he was preaching, he looked into the pews and saw a woman and her child. He felt the love between them and said, he was tempted to say to the people, "Forget everything I'm going to say and look at them. Forget everything I'm going to say and look at them." And he said, that is how much we mean to God. How much you mean to God. The mother's love and that of the child, especially for those who have that connection. When you read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, he says, "Even if a mother forgets her child, I will never forget my own." And in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, it says, "With the compassion of the love of a woman, of a mother to her child, this is how I have loved you." If you remember the entrance song of this Mass, "Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord is steadfast." The love of the Lord is a mystery, is mysterious, is tender, is forgiven. The love of God is patient. The love of God is palpable if we are open to receive it, like he did multiplying the loaves. And St. John tells us in the first reading, let us love one another because God is love. You know, I've shared this over and over again. John the Beloved, or John the Evangelist, same person, whenever he stood to preach, he would say to the people, to the disciples, love one another. Little ones, love one another. That was all he said. He was the last to die of the apostles. He didn't die a martyr's death. In his old age, he would stand up to say, little ones, love one another. Even when they thought he was losing his mind, his disciples went to him and said, why do you always tell us to love? And he says to them, because that is the command of the Lord. Do that, and that is enough. He still was able to say that in his dying days. Anyone who does not love is not of God. If you as a parent can love your child, how much more God's love for us?